Preparation to the lesson in the tens. We always have to look at the goal, which is to benefit his created beings. And if the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all the questions of Pharaoh, don't push him away, but say, now, with your questions, I can start the work of bestowal. Meaning, don't say about the questions of the evil inclination that it comes to him in order to lower him from his degree. To the contrary, you should give him room for work now. We rise above it. We work with it. We have nothing else to work with. This is the entire substance. This is what we get in our desire. This is an energy by which we can move somewhere, think about something, do something, want something. Everything takes place in the desire. We want to turn the desire into a different desire. Our will to receive is the desire of the created beings to the desire of the Creator, which is the will to bestow. And as much as we do it, we will resemble Him, we will feel Him, we will be in His state, in His condition, and then our desire to receive, which will work like the will to bestow, it won't become the will to bestow, because the will to bestow is the Creator Himself. But it should be like the Creator in external expression, like the Creator.
Then our desire to receive will invert into in order to bestow. And to that extent, we will become like the Creator. This is exactly what we're talking about, meaning our desire to receive every time becomes greater and greater. We don't resist its growth. The only thing we resist is how do we correctly use it? Meaning, how to correctly receive in it. Now we want to receive all the petty pleasures of our world. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, and this is why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah and not just Kabbalah, reception meaning, everyone wants to receive. Any element in nature, any atom, even any particle, everyone wants to receive. Everything moves and exists only from the feeling of lack, out of the desire to realize itself, fulfill itself, exist. So, the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us the opportunity to exist in an inverted way, in the opposite way, where I exist not because I receive in that desire, but because with the help of this desire, I can bestow. And this is what the entire wisdom is all about. It's not just receiving this special energy In order to achieve this, we have to have this special kind of energy that will invert our desire into bestowal. And it's not simple. And for this, we need books and a teacher and a group. Sasha, there's place here.
И так далее.
And so on.
Так еще раз вопрос.
So again the question.
Вот что человек должен верить в награду и наказание. Это означает то, что человек.
A person has to believe in reward and punishment. Does it mean that a person has the right to expect answers, to expect reward?
He must. Otherwise, he'll have nothing that will stimulate him to work. We have to advance one way or another. We have to advance with one or another kind of energy. We can't neutralize, we can't cancel our desires. Only that the desire isn't for your own sake, but here we have to rise above our sense of self. And think about how to connect all of creation into one whole. Something that today we're starting to see around us as a necessity with everything that's going on in ecology and everything else. The measure to which it's important for us to understand that nature is one whole, but it's all based on the desire, on one's yearning. And the higher we rise, it's only by increasing our desire.
Ну, еще.
What else?
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for coming to Moldova. This is my first lecture here. I wanted to ask, how can the ego be under the influence of the upper light? How to be free?
How can we come out from under the influence of our ego and come under the influence of the light? We have to perform certain actions that will draw, attract the upper light, that will elevate us above our ego. What does it mean that it'll elevate us above our ego if we ourselves are our own ego? So, the upper light, it works on us. It gradually divides us into two parts. The part that starts thinking about the meaning of life, about how to rise above all of this nothingness and so on. And this is something that mankind is occupied with more and more, of course, through suffering. And to the measure to which we're interested in it, we start looking, eventually, of course, if our desire is formed more and more under the influence of this upper light unconsciously, then we find a source, the wisdom of Kabbalah, that allows us to start working with the upper light consciously, meaning we find the guidance, the instructions, the instruction that allows us to begin attracting, drawing the upper light in an already clearly rational way, directing it at us. Meaning it's a two-way thing, I towards it and it towards me. This is the kind of connection that's needed. How can we do it? For this, we're brought into a group, as it says in the article, influence of society, or the freedom and so on, Balasulam writes about it, that necessarily a person's given an opportunity to be in a group. Why? Because if our world is based on individualism, me, 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 and everything around me, may it not exist altogether, I don't care. Then the spiritual world is based on the opposite force. There are two forces in nature, the receiving and the giving, plus and minus. So, in order for us to absorb or be able to work with the upper world, we need for these two forces to exist in us, the receiving and the giving. How can we do it? When we evolve in us the desire for the attribute of bestowal and get the ability or the opportunity to a certain extent to understand this quality and come closer to it, along with it, in us grows the attribute of bestowal, the attribute of reception, its opposite. And in the correct combination between these two forces, we build ourselves, or either it's called receiving in order to bestow, or the middle line. But in short, this is how we act, how we work. Meaning, we can't turn away from our ego, from our desire. Well, we do turn away from our ego because it's for the sake of receiving for the sake of myself. It's not the quality of reception, but it's the quality of receiving for my own sake. So we turn away from that. And the quality of bestowal is something that we get from above. In order to get it, we have to become like it mechanically, technically, meaning to turn myself into something so that this quality of bestowal will be able to start working in us, will be able to appear in us. How? If in our corporeal world, materialistic world, where everything's based on reception and not bestowal, if a few people come together that would like to be between them in the quality of bestowal, of course they're not yet in the quality of bestowal, but if they would like to enter such a group, create such a system of connections between us in order to be in the quality of bestowal, then these people, they as if comprise like a template, structure. They create a structure upon which the force of the Creator can act. Meaning, in order to start drawing upon ourselves the quality of the Creator, we have to create between us some kind of a quality of bestowal between us, as if, as though. Really, it's not that quality of bestowal, but this is how we act. We play being grown-ups like children do. If we try, each of us, to connect between ourselves this way, altruistically, through mutual help, then this kind of state is called altruism. And this way, we create a certain system of forces where there are 10 people between them, for example, that connect into this kind of system. And then, by connecting between them in such a system, we create an opportunity for the upper light to influence us in a positive way, Not the way it used to awaken in us negative different kinds of impressions, because it was opposite to us. But since now we are trying to become like it in the states between us, then these states of connection between us, of bestowal, they become similar to that upper force. And then, to the extent of that similarity, we start feeling it in and of itself, not even its influence over us, meaning the result of its influence, but it in and of itself. And then we call that the revelation of the Creator. Meaning, you don't need much for it. It's not simple to do. It demands many efforts and stages. But in general, that's how it works. And it's written about in our articles. Not our articles, but in what my teacher wrote. So that's how we advance. And later, when we begin to connect more and more between us, already with the help of the upper light that influences us, we start working with it consciously. We start building out of ourselves conscious connections that are called spiritual embryo, even though there are smaller spiritual states, bigger ones, going from degree to degree, one way or another, we work with our ego all the time, trying to connect with it correctly, meaning above the egoistic connections that naturally exist between us, that is created all the time by that upper force, the Creator, that creates between us more and more egoistic connections, rejection, different kinds of problems, and so on. And above that, we build, to the contrary, positive connections. And this way, we reveal the upper force in our positive connections above the negative ones.
Как там Бнай Барух?
Хар Бнай Барух?
Hello.
Бнай Барух, what's up?
Hello.
We are here, we're listening to you very carefully.
I didn't prepare yourself, you don't have the preparation. Okay, everything's clear, very good. So, let's continue then. Then let's go back to our topic. You can even begin the lesson there. Abash, none else besides him. Excerpt number
17.
So, let's go.